flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And we're back live here at the host committee booth as New Orleans hosts its record-tying 11th Super Bowl in the Crescent City. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman.
And we're joined by Liz Muro, the Attorney General for the great state of Louisiana. No rest for the weary. We know that you've been involved in a lot of the security meetings and stuff that's going on here. And it continues today with the anti-counterfeiting press conference that went on today. And already, I think, some cases have been made. Is that correct? Tell us.
Well, they've collected a lot of material. The Border Patrol was up there, had a whole table full of items that are counterfeit. You know what's amazing? And I went down and picked up, you know, looked at some of them, like rings and jerseys, and they look very real.
Yeah.
You know, they have really thick logos on them. They do not have the hologram. They are not officially sanctioned merchandise. The price is going to be different. They're not being sold by licensed sellers. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, some people are going to buy counterfeit stuff just because it's cheaper. But we really don't know where it was made. We don't know what's in it. They use dyes in some of these jerseys and things that we might not allow to be used here. The beads could have lead in them. We've seen that with Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And concerns about where the funds are going,
right,
that you pay to these counterfeiters, could they be linked to cartels or other organizations?
Well, sure. So if you're buying something online, then there's a real risk that they are selling the material, but they're not just selling it to send you to give you counterfeit merchandise. Even if they deliver that, they're using it to get your personal information. And so, you know, it's masking their real objective, and that can cause identity theft, and you can lose a lot more than the amount of money that you were using to buy that merchandise.
In a lot of this counterfeiting world, the underbelly, you know, across the country, we know that this money has been linked back to both terrorist organizations, drug cartels, and others.
Huge organizations just driving, you know, a great profit center for them. And it's, you know, I think it's, people are vulnerable. They like to get a good price for something, but I would just urge them to go buy the officially sanctioned merchandise from a licensed seller.
Yeah, and it's not that you just want the NFL to make more money or you want a licensed seller to make more money. That is, you know, and wow, I got a cheap Super Bowl jersey, but maybe I funded a terrorist. Maybe I funded a drug cartel, and maybe now they have my credit card information and my bank account will be wiped out. Who knows?
Yeah, and we do want the vendors who are following the rules to get the benefit of that,
sure,
right? I mean, the
absolutely,
people who are selling counterfeit merchandise, it is illegal. They are breaking the law. And so, we don't want to reward that. And while it does cost a little bit more, you know that your information is safe and you know that you are supporting somebody who is following the law.
Let's talk about tickets for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can be devastating. I mean, the price of tickets, they're not cheap.
No,
and still people
not cheap.
Get snookered by individuals buying tickets.
Look, you know, we really leaned in hard on this, especially before the Taylor Swift concert. The vendors have gotten a lot better, and now they just, if you go to any of these big events, if I went to the Texas Rodeo last year, there's no paper tickets. You know, everything is a digital ticket. It's delivered through their app or through your email address.
Yeah,
to
then you've
you.
Got a QR code on your phone you bring with
and
you.
And it's encrypted, so you can't even take a picture of it. You know, you can save it to your Apple Wallet. Or your Google Wallet, but you cannot take a photo of it and then use that photo. So you couldn't take a photo and have someone say, here, I'll just give you my QR code and you
right.
can go get in the game. Doesn't work like that. Those QR codes are encrypted, and you've got to have the actual one they delivered to you to get in the game.
So people may be paying $5,000 thinking they're getting to go see the Super Bowl.
Right.
And they're going to get to security and they're going to say, that's not real.
Right.
You know,
and
worked,
that's happened in the past a lot.
I worked the
events.
Last Super Bowl here and was on the task force and the committee. And,
oh, you did?
Yeah, and we actually had people at the gate
right.
presenting counterfeit tickets, and we actually were able
well,
to
well, it's
hook
heartbreaking because they paid
up
a bunch of money
a number
and
of
they
people
realized
out on the street that were selling it.
Yeah, yeah, they get to the gate, they get to the door, and that's
yeah.
when they realize that they have a fake ticket.
Yeah, but even since they got rid of those paper tickets you were dealing with back
yeah.
then, you still have right. these
you don't
sophisticated.
Have to make it sound like I'm a dinosaur.
No, I'm just saying. It's been 13 years since we had a Super Bowl, that's all.
And I'm old, I'm not that old. You've been intimately involved in the security plan here, obviously. I've had an opportunity to walk around the city, Dave has as well. Coleman's walking here at 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning from the station. And everybody's just been overwhelmed with the breadth and depth of, what we see out there as it relates to law enforcement. Your thoughts?
Look, I think it's an amazing example of what we can do when we really focus on public protection. And it is amazing. You go around the city, everything seems cleaner. People seem comfortable walking around. There are blue lights everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And, I think that is very reassuring. It's, we need to carry that out through Mardi Gras. We have large crowds, much larger crowds than we're going to have here this weekend.
Right.
We will have for Mardi Gras. And so I think that's a bigger challenge. But being able to make sure that we sustain that kind of professionalism and protection for this city for all the big events that we have going forward into the future is important. And I think it's a state of mind almost more than anything else. We have the resources, the people to plan it. We can bring in additional resources when we ask for them, we get them. But you have to take the threat seriously. And I think that's the most important thing. We plan for this and we drill for this at the state level. We can't afford to look at New Orleans and pretend like we aren't vulnerable here. We obviously are.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you point out. Super Bowl is clearly a bigger media event and gets us more attention worldwide, but far more people will be here now over the next 4 weeks. We're less than 4 weeks away from Fat Tuesday.
Right.
And far more people will be here for the Mardi Gras celebrations
yeah.
than for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, not just here, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Mamou. We have
yeah.
large crowds that come into a number of places. I think just being serious about the security threats. That's, we can't protect against everything. People who want to harm us can find a way to do that, but we shouldn't avoid doing the obvious things that we can to
yes,
protect people.
Absolutely. It's
anything
all about
else?
Minimizing risk. You're not going to eliminate
right.
all risk.
We've got about
right.
30 seconds left. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Just have a great week. It's great seeing y'all out here. This is really cool, seeing the whole media floor and
yeah,
walking around. It's very exciting.
The NFL does not do anything half-hearted, right?
They don't. They don't.
And they seem to be very happy with the security response that the security team has put forward.
Look, I don't think it gets any higher than where we are now.
Right.
So, this is a Sierra One event. There's a lot of federal assets in place. And, this is as good as it gets. So
absolutely.
It's great.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy
yeah.
schedule.
And she's got some great gold boots on.
Yeah, absolutely.
See.
She is in the festive.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle.
My signature gold boots.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, football fans. It's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.